Ramadan is a testing time for almost 3 million Muslims living in the UK today. And with just a few days to go until the holy month commences, many are reflecting on the changing attitudes the country has seen towards halal produce over recent years. But as the demand for halal food as strong as it once was, or are we becoming a more accepting nation where the demands of a diverse range of religions are catered for? So joining us to discuss this further is James Stewart, a member of the halal food industry and a spokesperson for the Muslim community, Mohammed Rajek. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing? Are you okay?
We're fine, yeah.
Very good. Can I start with James, please? What is it exactly that makes meat halal? And how just popular is it in our area?
Well, I'm going to get Mohammed to answer that one because I think he's better qualified than I am.
Okay.
So I'll pass this one over to him to take this one on. Okay.
Yeah. Good morning, Johnny. Yeah, halal food is very important for devout Muslims within the whole of UK and especially in your region with over 200,000 Muslims in the northwest. Halal way of life is very important from the slaughtering to the process, to the serving and to the labelling of halal products and the halal product range.
I see. So we asked James, what kind of trends have you noticed with popularity of halal meat over recent years?
Well, it's quite interesting that statistics tell us that the Muslim population will double in the next 20 years. That means nearly 1 in 10 Britons will be from the Muslim faith. Interestingly, that during the last 9 years, from 2001, the meat market has grown from 11% to 25% today in halal meat. That's a huge increase, but we're not seeing that reflected in the availability and choice in the convenience food market. We believe there's an opportunity to make more convenient foods available and reflect the increase in the raw meat increase that we've seen over the last few years. This is something we're trying to sort out by launching a range of halal convenience products in Asda from the 17th of July.
So has it become more readily available, though, recently?
Yes, halal products have become very much readily available. Ramadan is upon us. Hopefully the first fast, inshallah, will be at the weekend. Convenience products, be it frozen or chilled, are on the demand. Halal products demand for halal products is being met by Bell's Bakers and other local supermarkets.
So the bigger supermarkets, are they starting to embrace the requirements of certain religions more than they used to do?
Yes, I think there's the statistics would lead to agree with that certain major supermarkets are beginning to recognise the importance of this. If you look at Asda were one of the first supermarkets to launch a range of Polish foods to accommodate the huge increase of Polish people coming into the country. And they're now keen to make a wider range of halal foods available in their stores, hence the trial that we have in 35 of Asda stores from the 17th of July.
And Mohammed, if I can ask you, do you think this says anything about the integration of different religions into society?
Yes, dietary requirements of all religions in the form of food makes a huge difference in integration and the way we interact with other members of the public and other religions. I think it's a great way of getting societies to interact with each other.
I see. And just finally, please, where can our listeners go to find out some more information about it?
Yeah, all the information regarding the launch of the new product is available at our website, which is bellsfoodgroup.co.uk. That's bellsfoodgroup.co.uk.
I'll make sure I mention that again before we finish. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
So once again, it was James Stewart, a member of the halal food industry, and the spokesperson for the Muslim community was Mohammed Rajek. Gentlemen, thanks again. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.